Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the Bible says a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, rocketing at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, if your ear holes are sucking us in live. If you're listening to us out on the East Coast, it's a little bit after 5. Now I sound like Dr. Seuss. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've downloaded us. There's a podcast at iTunes or Stitcher. Excuse me, lemon drop right before the show. Not great idea. Or you're listening to us from crabdiving.com, however you're receiving us. We appreciate the tap dancing fuck out of it. And we're going to be here for the next couple of hours. Lots of fun, lots of news. We may invoke the name Trump in not nice ways occasionally. It's also Faithless Friday, everybody. We unzip and let our atheism hang out just a little bit more than usual. So we lean towards some of the more, mainly Christian extremist intrusions into our holes.
Intrusions.
And man, especially after that abortion.
Oh, yes.
Abortion fest or anti-abortion fest, I guess.
God damn.
This morning. Creepy as fuck.
Oh, yes.
My name's Patrick Vile.
And my name's Ryan Pfeiffer. I'm sorry, I was caught in a fit of laughter earlier. Shout out to Embrace Madness. Celeste just tweeted us an article, and I just read the fucking headline. GOP, Georgia GOP lawmaker recovering after being shot at adult cinema parking lot carrying thousands in cash.
Awesome. awesome.
Faithless Friday, bitches.
Yeah, tweet us during the show. Join the fun community at Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can also sling us a message over on our Facebook page. We get to those not as quickly.
Yummy.
But join in, like us on Facebook. We blew past 12.
Oh yes.
Well, those for the early likes.
What the fuck are you doing in a parking lot?
But I mean, we blew past 12,000 likes not that long ago, and we're hurtling already towards 13.
Yes.
We appreciate everyone spreading the crabs.
Danke.
Hopefully, we'll become quite popular.
Oh yes.
Right when Schittler kicks in the door.
Oh yes, please. Why would you be? I don't mean to talk about that story right now, but like, why the fuck would you be coming out of an adult like porn store with thousands of dollars in cash? I mean, is that how
maybe
much?
It was one of those arcades. You got to stuff money into for the door to open so you can watch the chick fuck the donkey. Wait, what state was this?
Georgia. You can totally do that.
Okay. Or
they don't.
Or three donkeys.
And it's also a Republican. I mean, I think you're getting just pervy enough.
Right.
We had a pervy Republican story. There was yesterday. I put it out on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. I don't remember what it was, but in one of his... This guy had been involved in all kinds of shenanigans, whoever this was. And I remember scanning through the story and the word and the term mutual masturbation on Skype. That phrase popped out at me from the article. But it's just another GOP fucking... All these GOP guys, man, they're all so pervy, but so oppressive. Why are they so hypocritical?
Because they're hypocrites. Because they just spew out what they think the dummies. I mean, let's call it their ignorant base want to hear.
Oh, yes.
I don't know why I should have done sheep, but you know, when you got the turkey right there.
Right.
Oh, and the last thing was Olivia Gondak. It says that I wanted to eat her pussy, Olivia Gondak. I've never said that in my life to her. I would never do that. I'm happily married. I've got more than enough to eat at home. Thank you very much.
You think Rob Ford would have a cabinet position?
No, I thought you said
in the administration if he were alive, because he might
he's in Canada.
He was, yeah, but shit, Trump will,
who cares?
Trump will send him right through the process. He's not an Islamer. He's not a brown. Trump will let white people the fuck in. Are you kidding me? In fact, the BBC just hollered at me on my mobile device.
Mobile.
And it says, President Donald Trump announces new vetting measures to, quote, keep radical Islamic terrorists out of the U.S. So apparently Schindler is issuing more manna for the dummies.
He's got his big fat fingers going at full speed. God, look. How about that picture of his fucking hand?
I saw. Oh, my God. Yeah, go to our Facebook. There's that. I don't know. It hasn't been vetted, but I've seen
a couple
of tweets. There's some reporters who have been in the White House, and there's footage of Trump shaking hands with our former POTUS, Barack Hussein Obama, and he's shaking hands with Obama, and then he's got his left hand on Obama's waist or back, you know, like Obama's leading, let's say, if they're doing the waltz. And then so somebody noticed that the regular Getty's images version,
you know,
this is one of those where you photographers sell their photographs at.
Sure, absolutely.
Getty buys them and then makes money licensing them and pays the photographers, et cetera, et cetera.
My God.
The Getty image,
right,
when compared to the image that now apparently the Trump campaign, somebody, the Trump administration, you know, they get in there early and they put pictures up and shit.
Oh, yes. They decorate.
They turned it. They said it's amazing. They really try to make it as homey as possible.
Yes.
With pictures of the family that they've gotten and shit like that.
Right.
And that one of the things they got was right from that day, from inauguration day, they put up somewhere in the White House in the West Wing. There's a picture of Obama shaking hands with Trump.
Right.
As Obama's getting on the helicopter, I think it was.
Sure. To leave.
And
or whatever the fuck he's doing. Who knows?
But in the Getty image.
Yes.
Compared to the image hanging on the wall now in the White House.
Okay.
They may have done a wee tiny little bit of editing. And we're not just talking. They did, you know, do some contrast and some.
Right.
And some brightness.
Yes.
And some color saturation kind of stuff too.
Did they pop the contrast? Yes or no?
And it looks like, no, I think they did the opposite. And it looks like they did the Barbara Streisand effect on Don.
Slather some mayonnaise on that face.
Or the Vaseline on the lens.
Oh, yes. Whatever.
And, but.
Yes.
One specific difference. Is that Donald Trump's hand has been embiggened in the version that's hanging in the White House. Now, allegedly.
It's been embiggened?
Yeah.
You have embiggened me.
And then somebody got a hold of the one that's a photograph of the one that's hanging in the White House.
Yes.
And then they got a copy of the one that Getty Images was hawking.
They've compared
and
them.
And they overlaid them and did the you could see the GIF file of the two different versions, and it's one of those warps, you know, if you know Photoshop or GIMP. You can go to the iWarp and GIMP. I don't know if it's in Photoshop. I use GIMP. But
you
embiggen. It's, you know,
it's
like
amazing.
That's what they say Kim Kardashian does to her ass. Boom, boom, boom. You know, plump that sucker out a little bit.
Allegedly.
He pimped out his hands. He made a pimp hand.
Yeah.
A pimping hand. His pimp hand is stronger.
And you can see even in the copy, in the flashing the two together.
Yes.
That they didn't do even the bestest job because the helicopter in the background, there's some rivets on it. And they get, you could see they get like warped a little bit. So they didn't bother to.
They did a shitty job.
It didn't look like they broke their asses on it, is what I'm saying.
You know, I looked at the original one and this hand thing.
But I don't know if any of this is true.
Okay, allegedly.
By the way.
Allegedly, whatever.
Funny as fuck, though. I don't care. It looks funny. And a couple of people who are apparently reputable journalists.
At Vile Experience, did the order come down from the top to have his hand embiggened? Yes or no? That's what I want to find out.
I think from somewhere.
That's why, let me tell you something.
God, I'm looking at our Twitter feed.
Oh, yeah.
I see juggalos and then giant tits.
Oh, yeah, read the giant tits. Read the giant tits story. I love this. This is the big story that broke, I think, while you were in the shower.
Oh, glamour model Theresa May inundated with tweets congratulating. So there's...
Glamour model, is she's a porn star. I mean,
well, it's British.
Hello.
It's a British story, so it's glamour with an OU.
Oh, I see. Shit.
And then there's a picture of Theresa May, the real prime minister, right next to the other Theresa May, or Theresa May.
With an H. One has an H, and one has no H.
The prime minister has an H, I believe. Wow. Jesus.
And your glamour model.
Chuck Schumer.
Your glamour model has no H.
What was I looking up here before I was distracted by...
Hey, by the way, Chuck Schumer.
Juggalos and boobs.
I'm gonna take back that twat I put out earlier about how you're not doing enough, you're not working hard enough. If you vote against Rex Tillerson, congratulations. You're the guy. I saw a thing that Chucky might not vote for Rex.
Well, they gotta pick their battles. I mean, I wasn't expecting him to... They're going to pull the trigger on the filibuster thing anyway. And there was, I saw a report that,
what does that mean? Pull the trigger on the filibuster.
Uncle Tiny Hands.
Oh, yes.
The nuclear.
Nuclear.
The Democrats did it in the last, when they were last in charge, where they lowered the, I think it was for certain judgeships in certain positions.
Yes.
Where they said no longer. We're going to make it 51 votes. It's no longer going to be filibusterable.
Right. For different positions.
Because the Republicans are being cunts.
Right.
And we're not allowing Barack Hussein Obama to confirm anybody.
Right.
By filibustering absolutely goddamn everything that came through.
So we're not going to be able to filibuster all these fucknuts.
Even though the Democrats had the majority vote. Well, right now it's the opposite. But we still have... filibusters on the cabinet, I think, and
yes.
on the SCOTUS, most importantly.
Why don't we do that? We got to do that.
Well, but that's the fear, and the whole point was that Uncle Wants Bigger Hands in the White House allegedly spoke to them about that.
Okay.
So,
shit. Well, whatever. It's all theatrics.
That Trump done talk to him.
Right. See, you know what's going to be great? We're going to have some impeachment hearings eventually, right? At some point.
God, maybe.
Will someone please ask whoever is in charge of arranging these photographs, and I want this person has to say under oath, whether or not Schindler instructed them to make those hands bigger. I want to know. That's funny to me. It's fucking hilarious.
I guess it was part of... God, I don't know. They're even showing... screen caps from video of when Trump shook hands with Obama and put his hands on his back, and it's one of the picture of the, if this is the actual the actual picture that is hanging up allegedly in the White House, I mean, it's almost cartoonish. It's almost like a clown hand.
It looks like,
as compared to the real...
It looks like Krusty the Clown's hand. It looks like his hands were inflated!
With five fingers.
Yeah, it'd be funny if they made him a hand with four fingers like a cartoon hand.
God, crazy shit, man.
God, I know. I mean, see, that's why you can't do shit like that, because in the back of my mind, I would be like, no, don't start having my hands enlarged, because somebody's going to find out. They're going to make fun of me.
Right. Or did it come from him? We found out yesterday.
Yes.
That there was a phone call from him to the National Park Service, to the newly installed dude over there, right. Probably was still trying to figure out which key for the bathroom.
Oh, yes. He didn't fucking
and
know.
And he's like, I want more pictures. I want pictures from better angles.
Oh, my God. It's like, motherfucker, we're trying to stay out of it. We're trying to keep you from nuking Europe, and the State Department left. There's no one there except Rex.
Well, a lot of the big guys, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, the senior guys, man. I listened to a thing on NPR, and they were talking about all this experience. It just went out the fucking door.
Yeah. Crazy shit.
Fuck you.
We could check and see what your headlines are this lovely Friday.
Hello.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, January 27th, 2017.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines. Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post.
Hey, fuck you.
Theresa May.
They fucked it up. They called her the porn star. God, that's funny. Isn't that funny?
I'm sure that's her real name.
Oh, you don't think that's her Christian
I'm
name?
I'm surprised it's not like Sapphire.
Yeah, why Theresa
Sapphire,
May?
Sapphire Cloud.
Yes, Danglebutt. Mr. Danglebutt.
Speaking of Danglebutts, there's a picture of my eyes.
Who is this?
Not only is there the Speaker of the House, Eddie Munster.
Gross.
This was from a joint.
Joint.
This was from a joint something or other that they put out.
Right.
They had a joint statement. Right. I think it was at that retreat or right after that Republican retreat.
Oh, my God. What do they do and, that? Have weenie roasts?
And at the lectern.
Jack-off sessions.
Are the Speaker of the House.
Yes.
Paul Ryan. And standing next to him, Mitch McConnell. Senate Majority Leader.
How ugly is that motherfucker? Who's uglier? I'm serious. Mitch the bitch.
You're kidding, right?
Or the Nazi, Steve Bannon. Who's uglier? You got to take everything into account. Body, face.
Well, I think McConnell's got 10 years on Bannon, maybe.
Okay. But Bannon's just hideous.
Well,
No,
he's the master race, man. How dare you?
Good shit. I mean, God.
There's theories on that bullshit yesterday, too. That
maybe he's not the master race.
That he, well, I mean, not that, but that he is, he came out of his, slithered out of his hole, because nobody's heard shit from Bannon since he was put in there, and the world went crazy, right? He was like the first one they announced, him and Reince.
Yes,
and
Reince.
And the world went nuts, and then you heard nothing from Bannon for a long time, and now all of a sudden he scathers out of his hole and gives that interview where he says, which we talked about yesterday, that the media should just keep its mouth shut and listen.
Oh, yes. Do you remember in Star Wars 1, not the first one, but the one with Mark Hamill in it, the first of that series? You remember?
Yes.
Or maybe it was Empire Strikes Back. It doesn't matter. In one of those movies, they shot a scene with Jabba the Hutt. However, it was not the Jabba that we know. They used it like a humanoid form.
Yes.
That's who this Bannon looks like. He looks like the human form of Jabba the fucking Hutt. Do you not remember?
Yeah, there's footage I think you can get on the YouTube.
Yes.
Of before they digitized the Jabba above it, there was a Jabba.
Yeah.
There were puppet Jabbas, right? And stuff like
well, no,
that
it wasn't even that. It was a scene that was cut in... They were, I don't know, Jabba and a bunch of guys were trying to go, you know, capture Han Solo. And it was a scene that never made it.
Through the final, all the final renders and stuff.
And I think the human that was playing Jabba that they had cast, you know, they decided to go with that slug looking thing instead. So,
but Mitch the Bitch and Speaker Ryan are here. They were talking together But the headline over here at the HuffPost is Plan on Fire.
Yes.
I think this has to do with the Obamacare. The headline leads to a story. It says Republicans trying to replace Obamacare still don't have any idea what they're in for.
Sad. Oh, shit.
It says they're just figuring out this is going to be hard.
Why didn't they have something earlier? Why didn't they just start working on something else earlier?
I think Trump's win shocked as many of them as it did the rest of us. I think they're more than happy to point at Obama for putting his black hands into the pristine virginal hole of American healthcare.
Jeez, miss me.
Sullying it. But they never had.
Right.
Whenever you ask them what was their alternative, they would just say, "Well, we gotta repeal this root and branch."
Listen, they weren't ready for the tiny little baby hands of Schittler.
Yeah, and now look what they've got. but it says that they came to that retreat in Philadelphia to get on the same page as Obamacare. Because one of the problems is that all the different factions within the GOP, including the loony batshit crazy mongers who will not be compromised with, hence the problem we're in.
Yes.
All of them have different versions of what they want to do with the health care. And some of them.
And they can't get together on it?
Well, no, because they're like, fuck you.
God,
we don't compromise. We won.
But isn't that governing? Isn't that politics?
Well, there you go. They're the dog that caught the car is the favorite analogy that's running around. Everybody saying they. The fuck do I do with this now?
It's yours, baby.
But this says it didn't happen. They did not come together.
No.
Right now
at the retreat. Where was this retreat? By the way, was it nice?
Philly.
Was it camping or hotel?
Downtown Philly.
Oh, God. How shitty.
Maybe, some Ukrainian and Russian girls.
Oh, yes.
Came in on a ship in a packing container.
He dropped them out of a plane onto Philly.
This story says that they left town with more questions than answers.
Shit.
An alternative to Obamacare because they're realizing that it's like Jenga. It's a Jenga tower and... They can't get rid of the mandate, which is what they hate, which means it's a law that says everybody has to buy insurance or you get a fine or whatever, or your taxes go up, whatever the penalty was. And they want to get rid of that. But then they find out that the only reason that the insurance companies played ball with the exchanges and everything and these special rates is because all of a sudden they were going to be opened up to all these healthy people who... don't use the insurance.
Oh, yes.
But still had to buy it. So they're like, ooh, look at all this money we're going to make. Now you take away that money because younger people who don't think, or they think they don't need insurance.
Right.
They're just going to be like, fuck that. I'm not going to get insurance if I don't need it then. And then there goes all that money. Then the insurance company has no more incentive.
Right.
To offer.
So.
Cheap
maybe,
insurance to everybody else.
Maybe Obama was able to figure out this Obamacare because
he
was an exceptional leader, was able to figure shit out.
And there's ways you can fix it. Like we can get, first of all, every state should have taken that Medicaid expansion. And then they should have, aside from single payer, which would probably ultimately save more money. Because then the government basically becomes the biggest insurance company and could negotiate the cheapest fucking prices because we got the biggest dick.
Right. But doesn't that mean we would be socialist
largest
little
clitoris?
Oh, yes. Enormous. Like a tree stump.
Or whatever.
But then we'd be largest, socialists.
Largest gender neutral Barbie looking beaver.
Oh, right.
Speaking of, did you see there's a story at Raw Story that. I don't know if they're trying to get some clicks going or whatever, but there's a story about how there's an upsurge in labioplasties.
What?
Yeah, like cosmetic labioplasties and specifically the Barbie look.
Okay. Well, nothing?
Well, you shave off the lips down there so that it looks like a Barbie doll. I don't know why. First of all, why the story? Why all around? Why?
Oh, man, dude. I don't know.
Welcome.
God.
Welcome to people with...
Welcome to Trumpistan.
Yeah, yeah. Rich people with extra income.
Oh, yes.
Or well, then they try to convince...
lots of things.
Yeah. Try to convince women they need
God,
their,
imagine. Need Trump...
trim down there.
Trump wants to make his hands bigger and other people want to make parts of their anatomy smaller.
Right.
We live in a crazy time.
Donate your pussy lips to the Trump's hands. The Trump hand fund.
Like corneas,
you could donate.
Can you get a hand transplant or no? Why doesn't he do that?
Yeah, they've done a couple of those recently. They're not great, I don't think. But right. I'm assuming technology has improved since I had my finger bitten off by a dog.
And
they put it back on.
Well, now they can just grow another hand out of a pig, like they're doing with all those organs. Did
well,
you see
I think
that?
Eventually, that's probably what they're going to do. I mean, look at like chameleons and shit grow stuff back. Oh, it'll just be a matter of time before they can start coaxing or at least be able to grow your own transplant
dick
back.
Did you didn't see the human pig they made?
You want an extra one?
Oh, sure. Could you attach it to my elbow? Listen, you didn't see that human pig? A human pig embryo, all the scientists.
Oh, the chimera
shit
that they made? Yeah.
Pig man.
Yeah. Science and shit.
We can say goodbye to that.
Oh, well, say goodbye to science in general.
I could see Trump saying, like, oh, I'm into science if we can make people, like, half person, half animal. That's kind of cool. He would find that entertaining. I'm going to hire one.
Some of these Care Bears in the GOP are just...
Oh, yes.
Some of these lunatics, all they want is repeal. Repeal! Ooh. Get rid of it! We don't care! Well, what about all the people you kick off? Well, they should be working!
What if Mitch...
who knows? Well, too bad.
What if Mitch the bitch was part squirrel? I think he'd be more likable.
Ooh. God. Only if he could put his tail in front of his face.
Imagine running up a tree.
The president, however, is yelling and squealing, vowing that they're gonna pass and repeal at the same time. Could be the same hour, he said.
Oh, shit.
And that he wants to keep, you know, all the good parts that people like pre-existing conditions where they can't tell you, oh, sorry, what, your kid's got cancer? Too bad.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, we're not insuring them.
I'm not taking, hey, listen, Mike Pence is like, I'm not taking care of that kid. Is that kid in the womb? Then I don't give a fuck.
And then people say, well, you know, the why should everybody else have to pay for other people's health care?
Yeah.
And it's, why don't, I mean, I think we should, it shouldn't be a for-profit venture.
Yeah, fuck that. Let's just make it.
It shouldn't be for-profit. It should be, that should be one of the few things. I mean, if you're not, but people hate government because they're not bright. And
I mean, dude, it is so fucked up. This healthcare business shouldn't be a business. The drug companies, it shouldn't be a for-profit thing. We were watching TV or whatever. How many of those ads are like Lunestra?
Yeah, that should go.
The weird ass shit.
There's no reason that prescription drugs should be peddled to people on the air. Like
Can I
that.
Ask you something? If I'm if I take one of these mood enhancing drugs and it tells me one of the side effects is like explosive diarrhea and suicidal tendencies.
Which is kind of the opposite.
One of those cheers
I
me
think
up.
What you're looking for.
I'm so much
happier.
What
about the one that you'll stop smoking, but you may have suicidal tendencies? Yeah.
I'm squirting out of my asshole, but I don't want to smoke anymore.
You may get rid of that patch of psoriasis, but you may open fire on a preschool.
Yeah, my skin's cleared up and my liver just doesn't work anymore.
I'll look
Sorry.
Great. Yeah, I'll look great in my mugshot.
Yeah. Now I'm a sociopath. I took a pill.
I'm scales free.
Yeah, but I actually have real scales.
So that's the story over at the HuffPo is that the Republicans were going to try to get together and say, okay, let's hammer out what we're going to do with this Obamacare thing, and they left.
Yeah,
all being dicks.
Yeah,
about it, and they got nothing. They still got nothing.
And also in the HuffPo, we reviewed the Theresa May story. Has the Theresa May camp responded, the adult film star?
I haven't seen that. Unless it's the headline over at the Drudge Report.
Oh, my God.
Over at the Drudge Report, if we crank the calendars back.
Fuck you.
Lose some IQ points.
Eat my dick.
Oh, well, they've got the same story.
Yes.
That was just breaking over at the HuffPo, but it wasn't the headline about these secret tapes.
Secret.
The headline says, secret tapes. Republican freak out over Obamacare repeal.
Shit, I want to hear these tapes.
Washington Post, it says, behind closed doors, Republican lawmakers fret about how to repeal Obamacare. God.
They didn't want to be in charge, man. Fuck this.
There's a closed door meeting.
Yes.
On a closed door meeting today.
Ooh.
Well, wait, no, yesterday.
Okay.
On the Thursday.
Closed door meeting. Pants off.
Maybe Mitch. Mario set up a foam party.
Oh, yes. Mario. Rubio.
You see Ted Cruz coming in a bathing suit?
Oh, yeah.
I love your foam party.
He wears a banana hammock.
Ugh.
And he's also allergic to foam. He's got to take a pill for that. He gets dry skin. Chafes.
And explosive diarrhea because he's taking pills for his psoriasis.
Well, see, that's a deal breaker for a foam party. If you have explosive diarrhea, you ain't invited to the foam party. I'm sorry, there's nothing
Foam's brown.
Yeah. Sorry, that'll ruin
get
a foam party.
Get out of
party.
Town.
Rookie mistake. Rookie mistake. Went to a foam party while having explosive diarrhea.
So according to this, somebody recorded it.
Oh, shit.
And sent it to the WAPO.
Ah.
See, when you drain the swamp and fill it with sewage.
Yes.
This is what's going to happen. He's formed all these different camps. Everybody
right.
hates each other. And that's the way he thinks it's going to work.
Yes.
It's like some fucking Shakespearean play that he's created.
Ah,
except
you mean Shakespeare.
Everybody's a lot dumber.
I thought you were going to do one more shit analogy.
No, I don't know. But
Shakespeare would have done that.
They say that the recording
yes.
reveals that the GOP is filled with doubts
aww.
About how to make good on their longstanding promise to get rid of Obamacare.
Come on, guys.
They're arguing over who may end up losing coverage or how do they... Or what about people that are going to pay more under some of their ideas? Because right now they're screaming about people paying more under Obamacare, and it's not going to look good if they, the new health care system they put in, people start having to pay more.
Oh, shit. They broke it. Now they're going to have to fucking buy it.
Right. And they're saying, but we need to do it at the same time. A couple of the real extremist assholes are like, fuck it, we just need to repeal it. Fuck them. Fuck them.
They don't give a shit. Like little children.
How to not piss off the insurance companies?
I don't know, man.
The really rich donating money to the Republicans, probably a lot.
You know, it's funny. These GOP motherfuckers are like, God, my job was so much better when all I had to do was sort of suggest that Obama was born in Kenya. That was easy.
And where they're right, and this is where the Democrats have kind of stepped aside and said, after you, motherfuckers.
Yes.
We're not helping you.
No. Oh, fuck no.
We ain't helping you.
I ain't doing jack shit.
And they
baby.
Know. It seems like they know. One representative, Tom McClintock from here in California,
hey.
A Republican.
Yes, Tom.
Said, we better be sure that we're prepared to live with the market we've created. That's going to be called Trump Care. Republicans will own that lock, stock, and barrel, and we'll be judged in the election less than 2 years away.
Oh, shit.
So I think they're going to punt. I really think they're going to try to punt.
Well, of course they are. They're pussies.
And they're going to say, oh, it's done so much damage.
No.
It's taking us so long to tear it out.
No,
it's like
yes.
cancer in the brain. You don't want to just drop a grenade in there.
Meanwhile, they're going to leave it. Are they going to leave it in place?
Well, they got to leave pre-existing conditions or people will die.
No, but they don't give a fuck.
But that's not going to look good.
They don't fucking care.
No, they don't.
But they
know
elected.
That still, they haven't zombified, I think, the entire base.
Yes.
But there's still some people with actual hearts.
I guess, dude.
On the Republican side.
Who voted for Trump that's not a loon? I want to meet that person. That, to me, is weird. You're normal people.
I think there are a lot of people that I grew up with.
Yeah.
People you grew up with.
Right.
Who, if you don't talk politics, you go sit and have a beer with these people. And
as long as you're white.
Talk about sports. Talk about anything.
As long as you're straight.
Well, sure, but... Don't bring that shit up. This is a list of things not talk about.
I mean, if you're straight and male, you can talk about whatever the fuck you want. People will treat you as a person. It's a perk.
So they're talking about these refundable tax credits, which all that means is, what if you're not paying taxes? What if you're so poor that you don't have to pay taxes?
It doesn't matter.
Well, you got a tax credit. Well, and then they're talking about these... catastrophic pools or whatever, these where they set up the special insurance that's for, you know, for catastrophe, for
you get hit by a truck.
Well, they're expensive as fuck.
It's, you know what, it's as if they don't have a better idea than what's out there.
There was one family who said if they take away what we've got now,
yes,
that their kid might die. Because another insurance company will say, well, it's a pre-existing condition. And any other insurance, the previous insurance they had before Obamacare had $1 million lifetime limit. So once we pay out $1 million, sorry.
Yeah, fuck you, dude. But I'm dying.
Sorry. And
you're going to make great mulch.
Yeah, and they got rid of those lifetime limits and bullshit like that.
Right.
We need single payer.
I mean,
it just needs to be that way right now. Actually, we need universal health care.
Why isn't the GOP smart and push for universal? Because it seems like to me everything else is a big fat fucking
that's
loser.
That's what we're hoping is going to rise from the ashes. That's what these Susan Sarandon progressives and your. What's that comedian, Jimmy Dore?
Yeah,
as a podcast, and he was a Bernie guy, and then he went total fuck Hillary. She's more corrupt than Trump, kind of. You know, they're of the view that all right, let Trump go in there and destroy everything, and the real liberals will rise from the ashes and take over after Trump burns everything to the ground.
And by the way, what color is Jimmy Dore?
He's white.
Yep. See. Jimmy Dore can do that because Jimmy Dore ain't going to get stopped and frisked and pulled over that motherfucker.
We're hoping there's something left to rebuild.
Hey, Jimmy, no offense.
Because here's a terrifying stat.
Yes.
They're like one state legislature and governorship away from being able to call a constitutional convention.
Right.
The majority of Republican states could call a convention where all of them get together and rewrite the Constitution or rewrite some new amendments.
Prepare Maybe for a thorough fucking.
Cross out a pesky one or two.
So somebody like Jimmy Dore, this comic, straight, white, male, rich, has this idea.
He's rich. Comedian.
He's got money. He's famous.
Is he fancy?
He's famous, yes. He thinks... his straight, white, male, rich fucking ass will risk a Trump presidency.
And Susan Sarandon.
That's white fucking privilege right there. I mean, that is the old... voting for Trump, if you're a fucking liberal and you think like that...
I don't know that they voted for Trump. I think they voted Jill Stein or they voted Gary Johnson. But I think a lot of them voted Jill Stein.
That's the stupidest fucking thing ever. That is totally...
I would have voted Jill Stein if she didn't go crazy.
But, dude, that would have been a vote for Trump.
If you read the Green Party platform, that's me all the way down.
Yeah, but...
and then add in some Bernie, you know, with the social democracy kind of thing.
Right.
And I'm happy
But what
camper,
do you tell your black friends and your gay friends that are living under Trumpistan?
But she allegedly, Jill Stein allegedly has some vodka-smelling fingerprints in places.
Whatever.
Allegedly.
Not that it even matters. What if you have black friends, gay friends, Mexican friends? I got a friend, he's a comic. He was brought over here illegally with his parents. If Trump does some of this shit, he's got to go back to some place he's never fucking doesn't even know.
Right. Well, but now he's already waddling back some of his views. He in one of his interviews, I think it was the one with Muir on ABC, he said basically David Muir was like, well, you know, what about these? You're going to tear mothers away from kids. And even because kids were born here, they're citizens, but you're going to deport the mother because she's an illegal. Right. You're going to break families apart. You're going to deport kids that were brought here as infants.
Right.
And productive members of society. And he's like, no. I have a heart. I have a big heart. Okay. I have a big heart. Mm-hmm. So basically, it seems like he's. And even Sean Spicer has said that they're trying to prioritize the criminals, right? I mean,
they're going to pick and choose.
Trying to get the people that are criminals.
Yeah.
Get them out.
Okay.
And then hope that their ninnies are assuaged enough by that they're not going to go after, you know, people who are just trying to live their lives and have their family eat.
Trump
that is, the only crime is being here undocumented.
But don't you think Trump is? It's not that he's getting scruples or he doesn't. It's political capital. He's doing exactly as much as he thinks he can without being ran out of office.
Yeah. The whole thing needs to be
again. If you couldn't make it out fucked. With your stupid principles. And I don't know what the fuck was up your ass. You couldn't vote for Hillary. You really have some explaining to do to your brown and gay friends. Especially your gay friends who are dealing with a vice president who's a fucking loon. Who doesn't see your gay friends as people. And by the way, if you got friends with pussies, you owe them a fucking apology.
I do see a lot of the... I would say the most... The ones that aren't fake bots, that aren't pro-Trump accounts bots. That claim to be pro-Bernie... But the ones that are actually seem to be live humans,
right?
Are white people?
Yeah.
Like the it's outraged white liberals who are like, oh my god, Hillary is the most corrupt human that ever walked the face of the earth.
Yeah,
I can't believe you voted for her. But then if you could, I don't know, drug them. and have them be rational for a moment, and you sit down and you talk about each and every issue with them, we would agree 100% with that person.
Oh, sure.
Yet they're brainwashed into thinking that Hillary...
It's sexism.
Was Hillary squeaky clean? No! Fuck no! Are any of these people squeaky clean? Fuck no! We're going to work on that. We need to work on that. But to have the delusion that Hillary Clinton was a worse choice... Then Donald J. Trump, in any capacity,
is insane.
You're out of your mind.
I knew
you're
so
deluded.
Many fucking idiot friends like that. So many, they all have to be comics. Idiot white straight male comics. I can't believe how many.
Now here we are.
It's stupid.
Everybody's all stressed out, smoking weed not for just fun anymore.
Because it's gonna be gone.
And maybe not.
I'm kidding.
And just smoke it all. Four sessions comes and gets it. But seriously, it's not. I mean, there are people. The ninnies on the other side, only a small minority of the most extreme loons were the ones who thought that they were actually under attack.
What do you mean? They're
under attack. Well, the evangelicals mostly. Excuse me.
Yeah. God.
It's Indian food. I don't know if you guys can hear that.
It's a motorcycle. You know what that is? That's not a motorcycle.
Is that bike?
Guy's got a motorized gasoline-powered bicycle.
Yeah, he looks like he was in a rock band back in the 70s and hasn't had the money to keep himself up like the Stones.
He needs to get his
great
hair.
Shape. They're all in.
He can get his hair frosted.
So there you go. Those are the headlines kind of about what's going on in the Republicans. Don't know what to do because possibly some of them are actually human and realize that the people like having insurance companies accept people with pre-existing conditions. They like people being able to stay on their parents' insurance till they're 26. They like the whatever the hell else the shit they like.
I think what the Republicans, the leaders, I'm talking about these politicians, don't like. I don't think they were happy when Twitler won. You know, because a lot of these GOP guys must have been like, oh, fuck. We knew we have a playbook. If Hillary Clinton is president, we understand how to deal with that. But Trump, I don't fucking know.
Right. Right.
We're all nervous.
Again, it'd be more nuanced. We'd be fighting to get more progressive values and squealing about some things where she compromised. Now we're just getting Jody Fostered on the pinball machine.
Right. Absolutely.
I just saw a headline over
at the pinball machine in The Accused. Did she get? I'm just wondering. That'd be some interesting trivia.
Oh, God.
I don't know. If anybody knows, tweet us at Crab Diving.
Thanks for joining us. This is Faithless Friday, by the way. Help us keep the lights going here. Buy shit through our Amazon hole. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little taste, a little nibble. Doesn't cost you anything. And don't forget, if you want to listen to some books, go to crabdiving.com/audible.
Oh, yes.
And you can, I think you get a couple of free books and shit. And if you hang on with them, whether you hang on with them or not, I think we get a little commission or whatever. So, but try it out because I like it.
Oh, yes.
I like listening to books when I'm doing other shit.
Oh, yeah, me too.
That you can't be reading. Like when you're doing dishes, you can't exactly read while you're doing dishes.
It sucks to sit there with a book and just stare at it.
Well, I don't mind that.
I'm just kidding. Do you hate to read? Go to audible.com.
I did use my phone.
Yes.
God, I think the last time I flew, I used my phone.
And you read on your phone.
To read, yeah.
I don't like that. You know why I don't like that? Because I get all these notifications that I'm getting emails and shit like that.
Well, on a plane.
Oh, yeah, on the plane is good. Maybe that's a trick. When you're reading something on your phone, you just put it on airplane mode.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like to be disturbed.
Do not disturb me.
I am reading a book. The GOP, they can't identify. They don't read.
So today was women are whores and you're going to keep that baby fest.
Oh, yes. With Pence, right?
Their biggest star yet. Vice President Mike Pence showed the fuck up for it.
They sounded like they were cheering for Justin fucking Bieber.
And invoked the Schittler's name often.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the president sent me. The president wants you to know. The president this, the president that.
They want to suck your
life
balls.
Life is winning, he kept saying. Life is winning.
As long as it's in your womb and not, you know, brown.
Well, yeah. But, you know, there's shenanigans going on down in Texas still.
Fuck you.
And
the
Dallas Morning News is reporting that now they're having problems in Texas.
What?
Because women are sending some of their used hygiene products through the mail to Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
Who I love it.
Wants signed the order that all women who have had abortions, miscarriages, must pay to have the remains buried.
Bury my tampon.
Well, bury this. Yeah, bury this.
You fucking idiot. Bury it in your ass.
Here, sorry, unsure about the fertilized status of these panty liners, one person wrote.
I want to comply! Do I bury this? Oh, God, that's funny. Here's my panty liner.
The a postal inspector said, however, sending unprotected human bodily waste is a health hazard, he said.
Yeah, fuck you.
The governor's office kept the incidents quiet. I mean, they got at least 17, they said.
Oh,
at least 17 used tampons and or pads and or
right.
panty liners.
Oh, it's so funny.
It says they made digital copies, so they took pictures of them. So theoretically, with a Freedom of Information
I want to see
request,
it.
You
yes.
can get pictures of this mail.
I want proof that these have been buried. Properly.
One woman said, I'm enclosing my tampons and sanitary pads as long as the law stands. One woman that didn't live in the state mailed her items, encouraging, here, bury this.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit, that's funny.
The right now, the law's on hold. A federal judge who has a brain and understands the Constitution said, well, you know, you guys, you can't do that. You can't do that. There's no,
right.
There's no reason for it.
Yeah.
It's a shaming tactic.
It's also stupid.
Narrow, pro-choice Texas director Heather Busby. Man, that woman.
Oh, shit.
Holy cow.
Don't fuck with
her. What a warrior. Yeah, I mean.
Do not fuck with her.
Pro-choice Texas director Heather Busby.
I'm working on a joke maybe you can help me with about, like, I want to get to the punchline of something like Weekend at Bernie's, but with a fetus. You know what I mean? Related to this fetal burial fucking thing. How do I get there? How do I make that funny?
I don't know. I mean,
you, come on. This is in your wheelhouse. You can do
offline.
Yeah. I need a good abortion joke that relates to Weekend at Bernie's. That's all I fucking need. Come on.
But if something's the size of a keychain, it's not like you could drag it around and put sunglasses on it.
That's good. That's good.
You can't spend weekend with Bernie's with a fetus. It's you got to spend weekend with Barbie.
Don't tell me how to live.
Don't tell me how.
Don't tell me how to feel.
So there you go. In Texas,
stupid.
Apparently the governor. Well, that happened to Pence too. Remember?
Oh, yes,
that happened to Pence in Indiana.
They were sending tampons there and things of that nature.
Yeah, there was a here.
Hilarious.
Periods for Pence. Remember? Women were they weren't necessarily sending their products. But they were calling him and emailing him when they were getting their periods.
Just letting you know.
So, oh, yeah.
That's funny. That's like saying, hey, you want to control my pussy? Go ahead. Now you are. You're controlling everyone's pussy. Get a spreadsheet out. God.
You think you need a spreadsheet for?
I'm controlling every pussy in the country. I can't have Excel.
Well, sure.
Okay. I got to have a whole thing, man.
Mailing list.
Yes. MailChimp. I need a MailChimp account.
Let my pussy go.
Yeah. Because I can't keep control of fucking... How is the GOP going to control all these vaginas?
Well, they're... Watch.
Yeah.
Watch. They're gleeful. They were hard. The men were turgid. The women were frothing at this Christian hate fest.
It really was fucking disturbing. It really... I really did have a moment of just
and Pence
rage.
Pence got up and they were all, you know, oh, we won. Life is winning. Wah, wah. And
he's Bruce Springsteen.
Then remember when he said, but
yes,
we have to remember that we continue with kindness love. And it was like,
fuck you.
Yeah, he was kind of making the case for, look, we just can't go in there and overturn Roe v. Wade and throw every woman in jail. And basically is what he was saying. And the crowd wouldn't have none of that.
Well, listen, these Dave Dobenmeyer types, these people that protest, all these Planned Parenthoods,
I'm in jail.
These idiots, they don't know from that. They just know rage and ignorance. Fucking whatever. Cheering Pence like he's Bruce fucking Springsteen. I mean, is there a more like, he has no personality when you look at him, right? He's nothing.
Yeah, he's not a fiery speaker. He's just kind of, he's like the creepy neighbor guy that, you know, always tries to invite you to Bible study.
Oh yeah, creepy.
When he's out trimming the bushes.
Oh yes, and by the way, just take your pants off so we can read the Bible together. It's the way I like to do it. I'm a creepy GOP perv.
What are you suggesting?
Right, he's like all the rest of them.
There have been, we talked yesterday, if you go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, hey, leave us a kind review. We appreciate the hell out of it. But yesterday we talked about some of these, leaks.
Yes.
That have been coming out of the Trumpian administration.
Right. Yes.
No doubt caused by the fact that everybody's running around with a dagger.
Yes.
Just ready to shank whatever asshole they can.
Because you said he put a bunch of people together that fucking hate each other.
He creates an adversarial group.
It's not ideal.
It really is like Caligula sitting up there getting a hand job
while
the gladiators are all battling it out below him.
Speaking of leaks, check out our Twitter feed just real quick. You got to see this picture on there. It's so under the notifications. It's so funny.
if you're on the radio following or listening us to the podcast.
Yeah. It's funny. It's just funny. It's apropos to what we were talking about. They were sending Pence before with the sanitary.
Oh, gross.
Look, his image is in there.
That's amazing.
On the crotch. That's.
I saw that.
God
that's amazing.
Damn.
We'll retweet that shit. Yeah. We talked about these the leaks and everything. There was an interesting Twitter feed that appeared, and yes. Some of these other like national park feeds that are still going.
Okay,
where they claim to be employees of these national parks that have now been silenced.
Right, they're not allowed to
by the administration, and some of these scientists,
yes.
that are claiming to have been silenced.
Right,
our Twitter feeds are bouncing up saying we're not going to keep silent, kind of shit.
We believe in global warming.
Everyone's warning, well, you know, we don't know that they're real. Right. We would hope that they are a lot, some of them or any of them, but you can't necessarily vet it.
This is like,
they're not going to let their name out because they'll be fired.
They're like information vigilantes.
But there was one called at White House Leak that
right.
was up that got, jeez. I mean, it got a lot of press and got a lot of shares and stuff like that, and you know, I guess a lot of people believe it.
Right.
The first tweet was, I'm a mid-level White House staffer. I can't believe what I signed up for. Donald Trump and most of his staff are nuts. I'm going to chronicle it all.
Awesome.
I can't believe I'm doing this. These are all, I'm just going to read through these real quick. I can't believe I'm doing this, but I'll lose my job. But until I lose my job, I'm going to tell you what I see and hear in the Trump administration. I have very little access to President Trump himself, but my boss does.
Oh, shit.
He is absolutely demoralized by the unsteadiness of POTUS.
Oh, fuck.
We were all hoping to avoid this. President Trump can't stay on message. He only wants to investigate states that he lost. This will look bad. It was a retweet that he was tweeting about Trump saying, I'm going to investigate all the voter fraud. But he only wants to investigate states that he lost and overturn the election there and prove that all these illegals voted for Hillary.
Yeah, and let's play it out. Let's say he investigates these states and they claim they find something untoward. What are they going to do? Start arresting people? I mean, what kind of fucking state do we live in now? Trumpistan.
Right.
I mean, that's fucked up.
He says, word to the wise, Donald Trump has no idea how to fix Obamacare.
Ugh.
He still doesn't know what a high risk pool is. That's what I was talking about earlier. Right. These catastrophe or the high risk pools are what the states say.
Yes.
I think basically they say, well, the insurance companies have to offer certain policies into the high risk pool, but it's,
right.
you pay from the asshole. It's not cheap. It ain't. It just means they have right. to offer it to the. It's just, it's not good. It's just, none of it's good.
None of it. It's all bad.
Fox News tweeted something. This person retweeted. It was Pence swearing in Nikki Haley.
Okay.
And I don't know what the protocol is. I guess I should have looked this one up. But I thought the president tries to swear in as many as he can of his own cabinet.
Well,
right?
He's busy. He's running all his other fucking businesses.
And this person tweeted, my boss said the president wanted to call one of it says that Pence is doing, people are requesting Pence because they don't want photo ops
with Donald
Trump. They don't want to be straddled or saddled with Trump for all of eternity. As, hey, look at when I was secretary of whatever.
Right. Jeez.
I don't know if it's true. Again, I don't know if any of this is true.
This is insane, though.
My boss said the president wanted to call the four senators who voted against Secretary Haley to, quote, teach them a thing or two.
What the fuck?
That I absolutely believe that is possible.
It's a Sopranos.
Donald Trump thinks WikiLeaks is, quote, on his side and wants to leak directly to them to corner his opponents. So I think he's... I think he said, well, what can we get WikiLeaks that we can leak to them stuff that we know?
How would you
he's going to sick the FBI.
Yes.
He's going to try. I mean, it sounds
right.
Like to sick our FBI, our Justice Department, our police services on his opponents.
God, he is just.
If this is true.
He's a thug. He's running the White House like he's a fucking thug, man. He's spiteful.
Before that, they said he retweeted a tweet that said a Trump advisor says this morning Trump has been talking privately about launching voter fraud investigation for weeks. And the whistleblower says, yeah, it was like watching a train crash in slow motion. The Dow went up to 20,000.
Okay.
The whistleblower tweeted, Donald Trump wanted this badly. He is taking credit for it, literally asking staffers to pat him on the back.
Oh, my God. Well, listen, if you work for him, you probably understand that you have to do that a lot. You got to make your boss feel good.
Fox News tweeted, going after Chicago, 2016, 762 people murdered in Chicago, up 57% from 2015. And the whistleblower retweeted, President Trump is deadly serious about this. He wants to send in the National Guard.
To do what?
To shoot black people. I mean, to restore law and order, Ryan. And if a couple of black heads get cracked in the process, well, yeah, maybe that's what they deserve.
Can we, just for a second, try to figure out what he is, Donald? Is he an ideologue?
No, he's a pathological narcissist.
Oh, yeah. But is he?
No. Whatever gets him the most worship, whatever gets him the most praise.
But he's reactionary. It seems like he's purely reactionary. He's not like, he's going to send in the National Guard.
Right.
Why?
In fact, I think this guy even says this farther down. Chief of Staff Priebus considered tendering his resignation rather than face Fox News Sunday. He's taking one for the team. Won't last long.
Oh, my God. He already wants to get out.
Old friend Speaker Ryan had to talk Priebus out of resigning. Priebus is single-handedly holding the West Wing together. Priebus is like, get me the fuck out of here. They're all nuts.
He's the only guy that knows what the fuck
allegedly,
is going on.
Allegedly, if any of this is true, again. If not, this is great fiction.
But you would say it's believable.
Sure.
Yeah.
And it sounds like from other, if you piece together other stories of other leaks and stuff like that, it all makes sense and or might be
right
corroborated.
I mean, this could change how people think about politics because there's always that thing during election. Certain people are drawn to the idea of an outsider, you know, coming in to shake things up. Well, here we have it.
Yeah.
He didn't know what the fuck to do.
Just got out of a long meeting on border wall structure and placement. There's no plan yet. No idea how to deal with the difficult terrain. Then there was a story that the HuffPo tweeted out that they had a leak.
Yes.
That Trump is preparing to halt Syrian refugee admissions and limit Muslim entry. And then this person says, I know who leaked this. It wasn't me, but it's a friend of mine. So according to this person, if it's true, everybody's leaking.
I don't understand. The Syrian refugee thing is weird, right? Because we want to destroy ISIS. That's what Trump talks about. ISIS is going to hate him. He's going to fuck ISIS up. But if the Syrian refugees are running from ISIS, then that's our common enemy. Doesn't that unite us at all? Or are people just so scared of immigrants and foreigners coming into this country? Isn't that sad?
They've got them to blame for while the rich people like Trump are picking their pockets.
What is the point, though, of destroying ISIS if you're not going to save people from them? Just blowing them up?
Well, they think you are. If you send in the National Guard to knock black heads together in Chicago, you're saving them from ISIS somehow. You're saving them from the black horde rising up and coming out to get their trailer.
God, we are disgusting. Fuck this! This is nuts!
They say, we'll hold together for a little while, but this is an incredibly demoralized group here. Funny thing is, real Donald Trump doesn't give a crap about abortion.
No.
His words, quote, it doesn't affect me. Why should I care if it exists?
Oh, so
allegedly
he'll let Pence. Hey, Pence, here's a toy you can play with. It's called abortion.
Well, that's something scary from that press conference today with Theresa May.
Yes.
Not the porn star. But
with an H.
Theresa May.
With an H.
Yeah. From Great Britain.
Hello.
Where he was asked,
Governor,
about the torture thing. And he said, well, yeah, I believe it works. But I've got this awesome General Mattis, who's Secretary of Defense, and he's in charge. And right. I'm going to, he doesn't like it. And, you know, I'm going to defer to him. He's in charge. It's like, well, okay. What?
What are all these statements, all this grandstanding you're making about how torture works? What is the point of all that shit, Schittler?
I don't get
what
it.
What the fuck? He just likes to sound cool and powerful and strong and like he has big, thick, meaty hands, you know?
Trump walks from meeting to meeting with his head down looking at his phone. He won't let us have it. while you're all worried about immigration issues and Obamacare, Trump only cares about the 20,000, the Dow hitting 20,000, which he thinks this is his win. So he's running around.
Did you say 20,000? Everybody loves me. The Dow's 20,000. All the rich people, they're richer.
Everybody's about to lose their insurance.
Yeah. The Dow 20,000
yeah.
Doesn't affect me. Fuck all.
Right. I don't care.
Does it affect you, Ryan?
No, Pat.
You have secret holdings.
Oh, yes.
Vast stock holdings that you have just skyrocketed.
I got secret holdings. What about that Muslim registry? Does that not affect him? Is he just going to fucking do that too? Mm-hmm.
This one says, we give President Trump facts. He ignores them.
Oh, God.
It was this way on the trail, too. He gets good data. So
he doesn't give a fuck.
He gets the truth. And then he's got fucking Bannon or that lunatic Flynn whispering in his ear.
He is his supporters. You know, like these Trumpalos, if you ever talk to them, I've talked to a couple of Trumpalos. Maybe you have. And they'll say something like, you know, we need a wall, and you throw some facts at them, you know, and you say, well, Mexicans actually aren't pouring over the border like The Walking Dead, and you give them some numbers or something. Fuck you. That's what they say.
Yeah.
And that's who this is, right? Fuck you. Fuck your facts. Shove them up your ass. I don't give a shit.
For the record, I'm a Republican. I wanted to believe in President Trump. It's just a disaster right now.
No.
He's not a fraud, they said in response to someone. You have him pegged wrong. He's reactionary and irrational. He doesn't think things out, which is what you said earlier.
So are they
about him being reactionary? So they're saying he's not a fraud. They don't think this is a... And I kind of lean that way, too. Like, these people who are like, oh, don't underestimate Trump. He's a genius when it comes to this. And this is... I think there's Bannon... I think there's these other evil forces.
Yeah.
Kushner. I don't know what Kushner's influence is.
Tony Kushner?
His brother.
The play,
his son-in-law.
Angels in America about AIDS. I don't think so.
But
Jared Kushner.
Jared Kushner.
Right.
Ivanka's husband.
That's a dickhead that wears that sleeveless down fucking vest.
In one picture.
What a loon.
In one picture, and now you've got him in the Village People.
Oh, yeah.
you saw him with a
construction worker. Let me ask you something.
Yes.
Imagine you're so rich, you can buy a coat with no sleeves. I'm so rich and such an elitist, I bought a coat that doesn't keep me warm. For show. What is wrong with that fuckhead? I don't understand him.
At one point, someone asks him, aren't you afraid? And they say, not really. This place is leaking all over. If I get found out, so be it. But then it says, whips are a few day later or something. It says, whips are beginning to crack around here.
No shit.
Remember, we talked about how that's the only thing he's going to care about.
Right.
All these stories that are getting out about him being all pissed off after the women's march. How
he
upset
like
he was.
That.
The first thing that's going to come out of his mouth is, who's leaking? Not.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm an asshole. I can't believe I got angry about that.
I should
care about the people.
Right. Who's leaking? And at his next press conference, there'll be all these important things to talk about. And he's going to open it up. We'll say, hey, listen, I know there are rumors out there saying I was upset about the Women's March.
It's the biggest ever.
It's not true. I wasn't upset.
My inauguration had the biggest audience ever.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. They say whips are beginning to crack around here. Crackdown on leaks has been threatened to all White House staff. They know this account exists.
Oh, shit. They're going to find it out. They're going to ferret this shit out, and that guy's going to disappear.
This is blowing up a bit, starting to scare me some. Oh, well, press on. Have to turn off my notifications. I do have real work to do. To those who want me to prove who I am, are you stupid? I'll out myself if and when they fire me. Until then, I don't care what you think.
Ah. Is there any chance this is Donald Trump leaking? Is there any chance?
It's himself. VP has been swearing in nominees because several want distance from Trump, don't want picture with him.
But they want a photo with Pence? What?
This says that the president, Priebus, and Pence.
Nine.
Very alliterative. Don't want to cancel DACA.
Okay.
So they do not want to kick out the dreamers. They don't want to kick out the people who are upstanding citizens.
Sure.
Whose only crime is to not be a citizen.
But Schittler wants to.
No.
The
president,
okay.
Priebus, and Pence do not want to cancel DACA. Bannon telling the president that he has to. Will be interesting to see who wins. So you've got Priebus and Pence, oh my,
yes.
And probably Ivanka and Kushner, because they seem like they might actually have a tiny bit of humanity.
Oh, sure.
And
somewhere. What about Kude and...
And on the other side is Bannon.
Right. I mean...
Who says, throw them out.
And his website, Breitbart, suggested there were Muslim prayer rugs on the border. And it was a Sarka jersey.
About that,
He didn't even suggest it. He said it. So fucked up.
So there you go. That's I think I put it up on our Facebook page, but the account disappeared, by the way.
Oh, damn it.
The account was deleted.
Damn it,
so
damn it,
they,
damn
they
it.
Got found out or they got worried that or it was fake. Who knows? But nonetheless,
it could have been anybody,
fake,
right?
If it was fake, a very Poe's law, where it's so crazy and nonsensical that our world is so crazy and nonsensical that something you write as parody or satire
is it you
can go either way. I didn't do it.
You could have thought of that shit though. Damn, I might
anybody
do that.
Anybody
could
think of that shit,
huh?
Anybody could think of that shit. It ain't hard to put together what's going on in that crazy place. It's Faithless Friday, everybody. Thanks for joining us. This beautimous Friday here in SoCal. We've got
give it up to a merciful sky god that allows Trump and child cancer just to run rampant all over this fucking third rock from the sun.
A little bit of an update with the ongoing story of a club of which we are members.
Oh, yes.
The Satanic Temple.
Oh, I love it. Hail Xenu.
We were given the gift of a membership.
Oh, yes.
Here at Crab Diving, we're very proud of that. We're very happy to be able to participate in religious freedom, freedom.
And I love Satan.
But they've finally crossed a hurdle in Arkansas.
Okay.
Where they've been trying to get the statue of Baphomet put up across from the Ten Commandments.
I love this.
And now the state's Capital Arts and Grounds Commission has finally given a green light to a proposal, and now there will be a public hearing.
Oh,
how great
yes.
is that going to be?
It's going to be amazing.
Public hearing regarding the Baphomet statue that the Satanic Temple wants to put up outside the Arkansas camp. Capital.
By the way, you brought up it's the Ten Commandments. We have a copy hanging above our
the creepiest version of the Ten
it's
Commandments.
It's the Pentecostal.
I thought it was the Jehovah's Witness.
Oh God damn it! I get those two mixed up. I think because they both dress oddly. Everybody wears like white shirts and long dark pants, whatever. But you know, thou shalt not kill.
Prince Albert's.
Oh, yes. I got me a ring in my nutsack. Listen, thou shalt not kill is far down on that list. In fact, it's it's after.
And rape ain't on that list.
Oh, yeah, it's not.
Thou shalt not rape.
Maybe it's on that one. I mean, we've got it taped to the wall. It could be on the back.
That's a creepy one. That's a really creepy one.
Which one?
The one that's on the wall in the bathroom.
The graven images. No graven images of other sky gods or something.
And don't covet your neighbor's ass.
Oh, yes.
I remember seeing that one.
Let me look up covet. Yeah.
So the monument in Arkansas has been proposed Only because we've heard this name before. State Senator, because he said some dumb shit in the past.
Yes.
Christo-fascist loon. Arkansas State Senator Jason Rapert. Remember that name? Rapert.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He wrote legislation that was eventually signed into law to put a Ten Commandments monument on the Capitol grounds.
Boo.
As a fuck you, only in response as a fuck you to the growing secularism saying, hey, maybe we shouldn't do shit like that. Because that's maybe making people that aren't into the whole Christianity thing maybe a little uncomfortable. Maybe you're going to petition your government for something.
Yes.
And you got to walk by the Ten Commandments.
And maybe I don't want to look like a cunt to the rest of the fucking world. How embarrassing. We have the Ten Commandments hanging. It doesn't hang. It's big, solid slabs. It has to sit on the ground. I'm embarrassed.
Satanic Temple filed an application to have right across, right next to, right near the Ten Commandments, have their statue of Baphomet.
Fuck you.
They're saying that the local, I believe one of the local people who were suing,
yes,
is Jeff Matika, who played. Is in Green Day. He's played with Green.
Okay.
He's played with Green Day for the past several years.
Very fancy.
But you know, there's Satanic Temple is like the Freedom from Religion Foundation,
Yeah.
Like Americans United Against for the Church, separation of church and state. They're groups that they don't swoop in from nowhere like these assholes say. Ah, these carpetbaggers, these assholes from Wisconsin, these demonists want to come in and tell you how to run your life. No, they have to have a local.
Oh yeah,
complainant. Who has standing.
Baphomet doesn't appear out of nowhere. There's not like a wormhole that opens up in the fabric of the universe and bam, Baphomet. You summon him with your assholitude.
They want according to their application, they want it placed, the monument placed one, next to the proposed Ten Commandments monument on its left, within 20 feet. Two, next to the proposed Ten Commandments monument on its right, within 20 feet. They wrote like a troll application. Or three, directly in front of the proposed Ten Commandments monument within 1 foot.
Oh, yeah! I vote for that
one.
That'd
be hilarious.
Oh, God, that's funny. Keep your religion off my dick. That is the point, dude. It's not like... The thing is like people will see this Satanic Temple fuckers as being like, you know, obtrusive and aggressive. But that's not the case. If you just get rid of your Ten Commandments, you're not going to hear from the Satanic Temple.
Apparently, Mr. Rapert had a little Twitter meltdown.
Oh, shit.
Last year, too.
Against Dipping Dots or no?
Well, he tried to... He went after the Satanic Temple. He thought he was... I don't know. Was he doxing him? But there's a story in Vice...
Right.
Lucian Greaves. And by the way, all you got to do is Google and you can find out that Lucian Greaves ain't his real name.
Yeah.
His name is Doug Mesner.
Right.
He shared unmasking Lucian Greaves fake name. All capitals. Doug Mesner, leader of the Satanic Temple. And then he tweeted all the news stations in Arkansas.
Yeah.
Like, this is big breaking news. It was on Vice.
Ha ha ha.
It's fucking Vice. You was such a stupid fucking moron. And then he went on. Lucian Greaves presented the Arkansas Capitol Grounds Commission on the record using a fake name.
Fuck you. God damn it, man.
So then he just went on these little Twitter rants because he's all pissy.
Right.
About the fact, oh God, Rapert's Twitter
yes.
picture is him shaking hands with Mike Pence.
Nah. Oh my God.
Blah.
Is Mike Pence I guess he's vice president, right? But is he like a big star among all the evangelicals in
creepy.
The GOP?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a story, a Raw story today that says some ex-evangelical says, look at the words of Josh Duggar. What he's saying about Pence, and that should cause us pause.
Yes.
That.
Oh yeah.
When
yeah.
Schittler flames out, it ain't going to be hand jobs and fluffy bunnies when Pence is in charge.
I mean, it's
because these right wing evil Christians. They think this is their moment.
Yeah, yeah.
They're gleefully hoping that Trump, something happens to Trump as far as he gets impeached or something.
What and a dark time, they'll have their man. Win. What a dark fucking time. Like listening to Pence at that abortion rally or whatever the fuck that was, that anti-choice thing, was really fucking disturbing.
A former evangelical, Kieran Darkwater.
Yes.
Is a transgender former evangelical Christo-fascist.
Oh, shit.
They identify as. Used to be in the Quiverful movement. That's the Duggar.
How many people are in that, man?
Too many.
Is that like a cult?
They said, I watched the Tea Party takeover and was surprised no one saw it coming. After all, this was part of the plan. Trump being elected is also part of the plan.
Oh, shit.
Although not Trump specifically, the true goal is Pence.
Right.
It says the evangelical conservatives started taking over local Republican groups in the 70s. Set up right-wing advocacy groups to push their agenda into the mainstream. And then, I'm adding, this isn't in the article, but I'm adding, then you get the Koch brothers and people like that who find the evangelicals necessary idiots to pander to and get them in charge.
Right.
Which is now what you have. You have your Trumpian, Koch brotherian, make money at all costs. They don't give a shit about religion. Trump doesn't care fuck all about any Jesus or God, you dummies.
He only cares about himself and his tiny little fucking hands.
And then you've got Pence, who's just the opposite, who I really think is a true believer and creepy as fuck. A terrifying Christo Mula.
Yeah.
Who really wants to turn this back to a Christian nation.
It's hard to believe. I mean, I think Pence is probably an ideologue.
Yeah.
I mean, he probably really fucking believes that shit. Oh my God, that's terrifying.
They train their children in homeschools and church groups to fight in the culture wars.
God, what does that even fucking mean?
This person wrote, it's a loose and ambiguous term that basically means anything or anyone that doesn't align with this very specific view of Christianity and must not be allowed to continue.
Fuck you.
Our way or the highway. They hope to overturn court decisions protecting reproductive rights and non-discrimination on race and LGBT. So they
on
want
race.
That, yeah, they want to be able to hang no black people allowed in my business signs.
Yeah. Shit. I mean, that is terrifying.
It says they know Trump is easily manipulated and will change his mind with the wind if it makes him feel more powerful and famous.
Oh, my God.
Trump couldn't care less about policy, a fact he's made quite obvious. The right has given a tyrant power and fame. He will do whatever they want him to do in order to keep it.
Damn. Oh, God. So, like...
And they say as long as he is willing to rubber stamp anything that these assholes hand him,
they're going to love the guy. Right. He wants to be the guy that goes down in history of getting rid of Roe v. Wade, right?
Mm-hmm.
Trump. Maybe.
Well, allegedly, yeah.
God, I mean, is anything that brings him any kind of notoriety?
But we know when he's challenged with it, he said it should go to the states.
Right.
He doesn't say it should be outlawed. I'm very pro-life,
but it should go to the states.
Pence wants it gone from anywhere.
He doesn't give a shit. He wants it gone. God, Trump is a fucking monster. I mean, that's the definition of a monster. I want attention any way I can fucking get it. And I'll just perpetuate whatever I'm doing to get that attention, no matter the cost. I don't give a fuck.
Right-wing Christians. Suddenly I'm Giuliani. Right-wing Christians see an opportunity to finally take over the U.S. government with an army of homeschooled religious extremists. With Pence in office, even the reasonable-seeming incumbents who have been and are still at the mercy of the Tea Party are growing more bold in their attempts to further the Christo-fascist agenda to take back the country for Christ.
What's frustrating with these right-wing nutjob lunatic Christian motherfuckers? What do you mean by that? You're taking back the country for Christ.
Homos in jail.
Okay. God.
Muslims in jail.
Okay.
Tolerate other religions, maybe.
Do you like anybody? What do you love, though?
Other Christians.
But what's the positive part? Where's the hope?
They'll probably get to Catholics in jail eventually because they hate the Catholics, right? Catholics aren't Christians to them.
No, you got to get dunked. You got to get submerged in water to be saved. Don't be ridiculous. That's the only fucking way. That's how they interpret it. And so they think they're the smartest. They're the one that they've cracked the Jesus code. You got to get dunked. That's it.
It's also bizarre.
And every once in a while, you got to service one of these fucking GOP white male pervs. It's some fucking weird ass glory hole or something.
Gross.
I mean, really? These guys are all fucking pervs.
I've also got there's more of this Rapert story, by the
yes.
way. Yes. Neither of them are going up without the approval of legislators. But Rapert has declared there will never be a statue installed by the Satanic Temple on our Capitol grounds.
God damn it, boy! We gonna get rid of that there goddamn Baphomet! We ain't gonna take none of that bullshit! Meanwhile, you got a fucking slab of the goddamn Ten Commandments, and eventually you're going to have to get rid of that because logic, I'm assuming, is going to prevail at some point. And you're going to have to figure out how to get rid of a 5-ton slab of fucking concrete with a bunch of weird Jesus bullshit scrawled on it. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The rednecks love hauling shit, so maybe they'll be able to take care of it. Fuck.
In October, he wrote, I'm proud of the Capitol Grounds Commission for selecting a site for the Arkansas Ten Commandments Monument soon to be installed on the grounds of the Arkansas State Capitol. I also want to assure Arkansas citizens there will never be a statue installed by the Satanic Temple. Satanic Temple on our Capitol grounds. Anyone is free to submit an application for a monument, but every monument in the state of Arkansas requires that legislation be passed, authorizing its installation by the Arkansas legislature and signed into law. The so-called Satanic Temple has no legislation authorizing their submission, and I doubt that a bill would ever pass to do so. So he's saying we're institutionalizing religious discrimination.
Oh, yes.
Fuck you. There's more of us. We're going to vote it down.
And by the way, I'm going to be in the bathroom in the men's room down Route 118. I'm going to be toe tapping to the adjacent stall. Please blow me.
However, the commission said the Satanists have finally met the requirements. And now they're moving to the stage for public hearing.
God, fuck these guys.
Members voted. Let's see. The purpose of Wednesday's meeting was to consider whether the application was sufficient, whether or not it will be placed on Capitol grounds. They're already saying, look, we're just saying they filled out the right forms.
We didn't pick out a spot for it yet.
Now the proposal must go through a public hearing in which the people of Arkansas can go voice their opinions. I'm sure there will be some fascinating testimony.
Oh, yes.
But lots I'm sure, of us. Hopefully there's going to be a lot of smart people there also giving their testimony.
Are they going to invoke any science fiction?
If it's not allowed to go up, it will almost certainly be grounds for an instant lawsuit.
Right. Perfect. And that'll cost the state money. How stupid.
But in order to find, that's interesting. They have to find one legislator willing to sponsor a bill.
Okay.
One.
God.
In Arkansas, willing to sponsor a bill to put their monument outside the Capitol. And if that's rejected, then that's when they expect to see a lawsuit. So hopefully there's one Democrat who is into the separation of church and state somewhere in the legislature of the Arkansas State Legislature.
That exists. Does that exist?
I'm assuming there's got to be one or two Democrats, right? I mean, does anybody have... I don't think there's a unanimous anywhere, even in the reddest of red states.
There's got to be someplace.
I mean, there's Democrats in fucking Alabama.
Well, in Arkansas.
In Mississippi.
Yeah, there are lots. I mean, there's Mobile, there's Birmingham. You usually find these libs. in the big city centers.
But I mean, there's representatives too. Yeah. So okay. It just takes one to introduce the legislation for the Baphomet statue. And then when the rest of them all turn it down, then they'll have grounds for a lawsuit.
So you're saying there's hope for Baphomet?
Yes. Hope for Baphomet in Arkansas.
Right.
What
was it? Leave Britney alone. Do you remember that thing from
Leave Britney alone.
Leave Baphomet alone.
Big news here and for the show.
Oh, shit.
Kind of. And big news for the poor beleaguered people, the sane thinkers of Colorado.
Crab diving update.
At least for a certain part of Colorado.
Yes.
Because guess who is sniffing around?
Ooh.
Running for Colorado, running for office again, but Gordon Klingenschmitt.
You got to be fucking kidding me.
He served a single term in the Colorado State House before he was voted out in a primary.
And he got in trouble.
Last summer.
He did some shenanigans. He was up to bullshit.
He was like censured right away. He was taken off of committees and.
So what?
Because he said cunty things on his TV show.
Yes.
His YouTube show.
Why the fuck is he running again? I mean, because he got elected. It didn't quite work out because he couldn't follow the rules. So now he's going to do it again because, what, he had a change of heart? He's evolved?
He said he wants to become vice chairman of the El Paso County GOP.
Fuck you.
He wrote, vice chair is a volunteer position. It will cost me countless hours to help our local party, but I'm not asking for donations. I'm only asking for your endorsement.
No.
Would you reply to this email? Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, you're such a fucking hero. Good for you.
As a state representative in the Colorado legislature, I earned the number one most conservative A voting record among reps from our county on the Principles of Liberty scorecard. Who the fuck knows what any of this shit is?
The Liberty scorecard.
Principles of Liberty scorecard, Ryan.
Oh, God, dude. I bet that's some heinous motherfucking bullshit.
I was also named number two most conservative rep statewide by Americans for Prosperity.
Oh, okay.
That's the Coke cunts, right?
Oh, yes. Let me start jacking off right now.
So there you go. He wants to somehow become chairman of the GOP party in El Paso County, vice chairman. So rock on, boo-boo. Go ahead.
Boo-boo.
Go ahead. Go ahead and infect that section
of
the GOP.
Enjoy yourself,
since your
dickhead.
Ass was voted out in a fucking primary.
Who the fuck is looking for this Gordon? I mean, I honestly think his only fans are maybe, and we're not fans.
They think they're emboldened. They think,
yeah,
because the Trumpenstein monster won. They think he really cares.
Oh, jeez.
We'll find out. How much he hands over to Pence. How much he. You know, doesn't, if the sign, what he said today of, well, I don't, you know, I mean, whatever general, I believe torture works, but whatever General Mattis says.
But what happens when Trump is hanging out with his famous friends that don't necessarily fall in line with all this, like, right-wing nut job religious hardliner bullshit, and it starts to make him look stupid? I mean, he already looks stupid, but like a crazy religious loon. Or does that bother him on any fucking level?
No.
Okay.
Whatever gets praise.
We know what bothers him. His hairline.
The fact that he may have lost the popular vote.
Yes.
The fact that his crowd was smaller than Barack Hussein Obama's.
Boo.
Can't handle it.
Or if, when he gets on that presidential helicopter, you can see his fucking comb over.
And it ain't going to get better.
Right. Oh, no. No, no, no. You think does he think this? He's just got to weather this little storm and
I don't
the
know.
Scrutiny will abate?
I don't think his approval ratings are going to get better.
Oh, I don't think so either. That picture, though, you put of him getting on the helicopter in Air Force One is really not Air Force One,
in.
But is that Air Force Two, the helicopter?
Maybe. I think it is Air Force Two. The whole picture is even more unflattering. It's the back of his suit is flipping up, showing his big fat wide ass in his suit pants, and his saggy big butt cheeks.
Oh yes,
keep talking. And I think they said something about like now you can tell if he's wearing briefs or boxers or something.
Oh, geez.
Like I don't know if it's really tight. Maybe it looks like his Yes. Maybe his apple ass is showing.
Oh, right. He's got apple bottom jeans.
I work out. Well, he doesn't, right? He doesn't do anything.
Doesn't do anything. He's in great shape.
Hand gestures. Remember?
Yes.
He said that during the primaries. That's how he keeps in shape. You'll notice I gesture a lot when I talk.
I forgot that. That makes me insane.
Made you lose your headphones.
He gestures a lot and he's burning calories.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not bullshit. When you do this, right? When you're moving your hands around, it creates.
Well, yeah, but
your body is doing something, so you are burning calories at a rate.
But ideally, I don't think it's a really wide publicized cardio workout.
Can we put a Fitbit on that motherfucker?
If that was the case, then every deaf person on the planet would be in great shape.
Oh, yeah, it's true. Well, are they? I don't know.
Right?
I don't know what the fitness level of most deaf people are.
At least the ones who speak sign language. And Italians.
Their arms. It's really their forearms are well-defined because when you make the little symbols with your hands, you can see that your forearm arm muscle is constantly tensing and untensing. It's called sign language arms.
There's another example of moronitude. These horrible tornadoes that ripped through the South, Mississippi, not that long ago.
God sent them.
Tornado ripped through Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Bay.
And somebody on Twitter tweeted out a picture of some of the carnage, some rubble.
Yes.
But it was from the campus of William Carey University, which is a Christian college.
Hey, man.
But they tweeted out a picture with debris around it. Big, giant fucking statue of Jesus.
No.
And of course.
Yes. God's mad.
It's a symbol because the only thing left standing.
Yes.
Is a giant granite statue or bronze.
It's granite.
It weighs thousands of pounds. It didn't fly anywhere. It's a big rock.
So what? Where is the logic of that? Jesus spared.
Some of the comments.
Yes.
Nothing can defeat the power of God. The word rests on the word of God. He's all powerful. Four people died, by the way. Yeah. May I remind you that? Four people died.
What about the people praying?
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
For saving your statue, but killing grandma.
You're God's children. You killed God's children instead of saving.
Why did this stand when there was so much devastation? No one knows. Most of us believe it is a sign. No, it's not that no one knows. It's because it weighs 14,000 pounds. It's a statue of Jesus waving his hands like he's like signaling a touchdown.
Right. Oh, God.
And it's like 12 feet tall.
It's granite.
It's, yeah.
And if it is, okay, dick fucks. Let's say it's a sign from God. God decide to fuck everything up. But the statue of his son. What a dick. Yeah. What a
four people
asshole.
Dead. Death toll expected to rise maybe because there's multiple injuries.
Oh,
extensive
great.
Damage.
Boo.
On the street.
Yes.
Near the Hattiesburg Police Department. Damage evidence for multiple blocks. Reports of structures destroyed. Roofs missing. Downed trees. Power lines. And the college took a major hit from the storm. Multiple gas lines ruptured. Broken down in downtown Hattiesburg in Petal, Mississippi. Lines are actively leaking. Mississippi Power and other utility crews working to restore services. The Living Word Church on Tatum Road took significant damage.
No! Oh,
so fuck your church.
Oh, yes.
But thank you, Lord, for keeping your massive giant statue from flying away in a tornado. Up on the college. It's obviously a sign, Ryan.
Oh, yes. A sign that says, fuck you. I mean, if I exist, if that's a sign from God, and he exists, and this is true, how the fuck else can you interpret that sign rather than fuck off? I didn't want to destroy my granite statue of my son, but I took out all these other fucking people.
And a church?
God, a fucking church!
And a different church!
I would be like, hey, Jesus, not for nothing, but this whole business that you just destroyed, we built so we could suck your dick every Sunday, and now you flatten it? What is your fucking problem? What fucking gives? When do these Christians get angry?
You sound like Stephen Fry. Famous interview when
thank you.
That Irish guy says, what would you say to God?
Yeah, man.
Pediatric cancer.
Yeah, what about that?
Really?
I like that. Who says the thing about the little he talks about
the bugs that exist only to bore out of your eye holes.
Why do we have those?
Right. Thank you, Lord.
Thanks for those. Those are fun. It's really infuriating.
Very silly.
When are they going to get tired of it?
Well, hopefully soon, because butts were hurt a couple of days ago when on the Twitter.
Yes.
On Sunday was trending. I'm not going to church because it was trending.
Right.
That's awesome.
And there were a lot of funny ones, but a lot of them with the theme of I grew up in the church and listened as hate was taught under the guise of love.
Yeah, man.
And that's where the youngins are tending to be going. Even if they're brought up with all this hate and shit, you know, the evangelicals are just going to have to turn off the internet.
That's true.
Or something, because that younger people realize that there's other humans out there.
Right. Why do these cults exist then? I mean, you know, to shield people, to keep people mm-hmm. in the fold
right.
so they're not exposed to nuance and thought and all this other shit.
This one says the pastor's getting rich while the congregation's poor.
And they get a house. A lot of times, if you're a preacher at your church, there's a parsonage that you don't pay rent for.
Right.
It's part of your salary, so you get a free place to live.
I'm an adult. I don't need weekly reminders to be a kind person.
Well, some people might need that, you know.
This is an LGBT person who says Christians have made it clear they want nothing to do with me or my son.
Okay.
And this person says, I have an aversion toward alternative facts.
Yeah, me too.
But, you know, there's a lot of butthurt from the evangelicals.
Oh, yes.
Over that. And that's, but, you know, maybe if we want some hope. That there's enough younger people. We just got to wait out these old hateful Christians.
I know. It's so fucked up.
Although there were a bunch of, I don't know if it was a lot, but at this, Don't Kill Your Baby Fest today, there were apparently a bunch of college groups and stuff like that. So there's enough young evangelicals. I mean, they ain't going away. They're waning.
That was the
but they ain't going away.
Thing. Like listening to that rally, you heard a lot of young people talking, and that is the most disturbing thing when you hear like a young person saying why they like Trump or why they like Pence. That is so. I don't know how to. I can't even.
If you're a one issue voter too, I don't. That's what's scary. If you're pro-life and pro. Civil rights, if you're pro-life and civil rights for everybody, I guess you're less of a hypocrite. But if you're pro-life, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, if you're pro-life, but you're for civil rights, then because...
So you don't think there should be abortions, but you don't think black people should be mowed down in the street. You think black people should have equal opportunity. You think...
But then how can you also believe that women shouldn't have dominion over their own vaginas? I mean,
because that's a live human being once the baby batter gets blasted.
Yeah, you're right. I see. Yeah. Well, listen, if you're deluded, I guess it works. God, wake the fuck up.
So that was trending on the Twitter. So I guess there's a little bit of hope that maybe people are. But then let's throw it in reverse and show you... an example of some real batshittery going on.
Bang.
This is heinous, heinous, heinous.
Oh,
this is
yes.
out of Ohio.
Fuck you, boy.
53-year-old Timothy Cibaro, C-I-B-O-R-O.
Cibaros.
And his twunt of a son, 28-year-old Eston Cibaro.
Twunt.
Will be allowed... to use the Bible
as
one of their main pieces of evidence in their trial, defending themselves against accusations that they kidnapped and raped underage girls at their home in Toledo, Ohio, over the span of several years.
Okay, show me the Bible verse that justifies that right fucking now.
Eston Sibero told the court last week, "There's a great deal of strategy in Scripture, and I use those strategies in everything I do."
What are you talking about? Who the fuck is
He's
this?
He's acting as his own attorney.
Oh, my God. You're soft in the brain. Your skull is full of mashed potatoes.
In conjunction with his father, he's also said the Bible is the only law book that truly matters.
It's not a law book! It's fiction. It's like Harry Potter. It's like Lord of the fucking Rings.
The judge said she would allow the two men to use the Bible during their trial as long as they don't use it to question witnesses.
What? Okay.
She said, "It's the court's opinion that while the Bible is very important, it is not a law book in a court of law," she told them.
No shit. No fucking shit. Everybody knows that. He's not mentally ill.
These two assholes were arrested last May after Eston Sibro's 13-year-old stepsister escaped from their basement.
Oh, my God. I remember this fucking story.
And told police she was kidnapped and repeatedly raped by both men for more than a year. So,
oh, my God.
Bible. They're going to somehow invoke the Bible in some way as their defense.
Do you know if George Soros...
for these horrible crimes.
George! I don't know if you listen to Crab Diving, but if you are, why don't you fucking take care of this guy? You got some money. Can't George Soros pay some people to go pick these motherfuckers up, put them in black vans, and kind of disappear them? Or, I mean, I'm just speaking in hyperbole. But God, what a bunch of fucking assholes. What are they going to do as their defense from the Bible? Read a verse and say, hey, this justifies us torturing this woman over a year?
I guess we'll see.
And then that'll be precedent for a bunch of other people doing it. Now everybody can do it.
I'm assuming it's not going to go anywhere. I hope it doesn't go anywhere. But what if it's a jury trial and you're in fucking Alabama and you got a bunch of white Bible bangers in the jury?
Well, Pat, then society's fucked right in the asshole.
Isn't that what used to happen to black people?
Hell yeah, boy!
There would be nary a brown people, a person to be seen in the jury of peers.
That's the good old days! We're going to make America great again!
A couple more minutes left here on The Big Show this Faithless Friday, ladies and gentlemen.
Jesus Christ. I'm just thinking about those guys whipping out the Bible in this trial where they tortured someone.
Horrible.
Hey, look at the Bible. Fuck off.
Yep, 13-year-old girl. Kidnapped and raped.
Hey, fuck this. This is ridiculous. Enough of this Jesus. We gotta get done with this Jesus stuff. Come on.
They'll probably find something in the Bible. When they start bleeding, you can fuck them. That's what the Lord says. Well, we've got another loon.
Okay.
And this is in, I believe, in Pennsylvania.
Yes. Now, Trump won Pennsylvania bigly.
In November of 2015, a new law was passed.
Yes.
In Pennsylvania, requiring people who work with children.
Fuck you.
To undergo more thorough background checks.
Okay, sure.
That include fingerprints.
Right. These pervs.
Well.
Yes.
Bonnie F. Kate, K-A-I-T-E is her last name. Okay. Katie, Kate.
It's British.
Drove a bus for the Altoona Student Transportation. Altoona Area School District.
What state is this?
Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Well, she refused to get fingerprinted because it's a violation of her faith, believing that if she gets her fingerprints taken, it will prevent her from entering heaven. The defendant said it violates her Christian beliefs to be fingerprinted, requested accommodation by asking if she could undergo a different form of background check that did not involve fingerprinting. She believes that the Book of Revelation prohibits the mark of the devil.
Oh, my God.
Which she believes includes fingerprinting.
Oh, yes.
And that she will not get into heaven
if
she submits to fingerprinting.
Will God just remember that she got... God has to remember everything. And all of a sudden, he's like, oh, this person coming up there, you see that? St. Peter, that girl was fingerprinted back in 2000... 17.
Yeah. No heaven for her.
Send that chick to hell.
It's you're trying to make sense of something that wings. There is no sense to make.
You don't get a harp. You don't get a halo. You get eternal fire.
No matter how good of a person she may be.
Fuck you.
If she gets her fingerprints for her job, she's not going to be allowed into heaven by her good, kind, loving, bosomy lord.
You know, I'm not going to fault this person because she's obviously dumb. There's something wrong with her that she believes this shit.
And she's out of a job.
Yes.
She got fired and is a suing.
Well, I mean, somebody's got to talk
win.
To these
she
loons.
Cannot win.
I know. We're trying to protect the kids, right? I mean, that's the point.
Well, yeah. They want to check people's dicks and their vajujus to make
right.
sure that they're what's on their birth certificate.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, which state? South Dakota, I want to say.
Yes.
Maybe it's South Dakota. Maybe it's Texas. One of those heinous states.
Show me
maybe
your
Texas
dick.
That's coming up with their own version of the show me your dangler's law.
Oh, yes.
To make sure that the evil transgender can't get into the bathroom.
How's that going to go anyway?
But there's one that's making its way through the legislature now that says, your original birth certificate. So even if you get the surgery.
Oh my God.
They don't want to allow you to use the bathroom of your gender of identification.
No one ever in the history of anything is ever like, oh, you know what? You know what I want more than anything? I'm going to go in that other bathroom that I can't go in now. I'm going to have gender reassignment surgery. Take a shitload of series of hormones.
So I can go look at a little girl's hoo-ha in the stall next to me.
Meanwhile, we're checking dicks.
They're crazy.
How are they going to do that in Texas? He's going to, okay, I'm the dick checker. Okay, I'm going to unzip your pants. You know, God, I don't know. I mean, let me put it in my mouth.
The Altoona Mirror.
Fuck you.
What a great name. Oh,
that is a great name.
Reports that she, quote, does not belong to a specific church, but has a religious advisor.
Oh, God.
What the fuck does that mean?
That's straight up fucking hardcore mental illness. I got me a religious advisor. I can't be fingerprinted. They told me.
So over here at Patheos.com, the question they say comes down to whether someone's religious beliefs, no matter how irrational and delusional, are legitimate excuse for avoiding the law. If she wins,
yes.
Who knows how else this decision could be applied? Well, we know. For Christians only.
Oh, yeah.
It won't be applied for any other crazy religious belief.
A Muslim person says, I don't want to get fingerprinted because Allah doesn't fucking like it or whatever.
I'm with the Rastas. Weed for everybody.
Oh, yeah. I have to smoke my weed all the time.
We can't have that, but it's my religious belief.
No, you ain't Christian. Sorry.
Are you white? Are you into Jesus? That's fine.
And so then what about the children?
Oh, yeah. What about them?
If they're so concerned about the children, you're just going to let people say, well, I'm not going to give you my fingerprints because of my religious convictions.
I mean, don't you think people see that as an opportunity or something? Oh, well, I don't want to be fingerprinted. We're not going to fingerprint anymore.
She believes she's going to be prevented from going into heaven. How terrifying of a life for these people.
Doesn't she want to rethink her faith? Maybe choose something else that's a little less hardcore, man.
So, like, she won't go into some place that stamps your hand to get back in.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I'm assuming, right?
Well, you know, Jewish people can't get a fucking tattoo where they're not allowed to be buried
in a Jewish
cemetery.
Christians, I thought, aren't supposed to get tattoos either.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
I thought hardcore Christians aren't supposed to.
Sign of the beast, right? Is that the
Maybe,
idea?
Maybe, yeah.
Can you get piercings if you're a Christian? I mean, can I get a Prince Albert and can I get a shaft ring or no? Am I allowed a shaft ring?
I think if you hang a cross from it.
Is there a Prince Albert with a cross dangling from it?
Absolutely. I'm not going to Google that shit because I don't want to do that to my eyes on a Friday. But
a little crucifix or rosary.
Yeah, sure.
I won't lose it, man. I got a better rosary.
Abso-fucking-lutely, man.
Hooked to my cock head because I believe, baby.
So, congratulations.
Oh, yes.
To,
fuck everyone.
the fingerprinting. And one more quick thing before we go here.
Faithless Friday.
We've been following what's been going on down in Escambia County.
Oh, Pensacola.
In Floridia. The David Suhor is the guy there who is wanting to give the invocations, and they're losing their minds, the Christo fascists there.
This is my hometown, by the way.
Well, now, at a meeting recently of the Escambia County Board, there was another speaker.
Okay.
Helping support David Suhor. Catherine Howard, she's president of University of West Florida's Secular Student Alliance.
Hell yeah.
Spoke about how she supported him in the Constitution. She called for the end of invocations at meetings,
right,
which is what we're all asking for. You don't need to, on the government dime, cast your specific religious magic. Do it in the hallway. Do it in meet beforehand and do a prayer circle. I give fuck all. I don't care. You do not start a public meeting by invoking
Why are you saying that? Is that because you hate the Christian God?
No, I don't believe it exists. If they were praying to Voldemort, I would object.
But honestly, the reason we don't want this, though, is because, God, we both worked at jobs where at times you have meetings, and they're the worst thing on the planet. It takes you out of your routine, you're busy, and now I got to wait for this guy to pray to something. Fuck off.
So she said, as ministers of local government who are censoring essentially all non-Judeo-Christian prayer, you are taking part in constitutionally suspect activity.
Yes.
By providing Judeo-Christian invocations at almost every single meeting, this board is in direct violation of the United States Constitution.
Fuck right off!
Another speaker was Andre Ryland, who is one of the plaintiffs in the lawsuit to remove a giant, big giant cross from that park in Pensacola.
Because it's a park, man. I want to play Frisbee.
And all of this got a response, a bizarre response, they call it, from board member Grover Robinson, saying the atheists are just trying to use the Constitution to defend only what you want to.
Oh, my God.
As if saying a neutral policy where no religion is preferred is anti-Christian. This is the bullshit that they're spinning, that if you don't allow us to have teachers beat kids with Bibles and make them pray, you hate Christians. It's unfair to the Christianity. We want neutral. We're not teaching atheism. We're not teaching anything.
You know, I just thought of a positive for keeping that cross, though, and you're going to love this idea. Have you ever played Frisbee golf?
Yes.
Could you imagine that cross would make a great, like, hitting the center really part of that cross? Though, that would make a great hole in Frisbee golf. Now I'm for keeping it.
Maybe they can turn it into a big slingshot to get rid of the illegals.
Oh, yes. A catapult for Mexicans.
We'll be back next week, ladies and gentlemen. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific every goddamn weekday, 5 to 7 on the East Time Coast. Don't forget, Ryan's going to be doing some comedy soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy, his Instagram at RatedRComedy, or to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Hug an atheist.
Fuck you, Sky God.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/CrabDiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at CrabDiving.